Well, the report that we did, by the way, we did it for, it was part of a mandate from the National Defense Authorization Act of 2010. And in that act, the Congress asked us to look at how much the department has invested in power sources, the extent to which they coordinate those power source investments, and the extent to which their policies facilitate a way to standardize those. And when we talk about power sources, we're basically talking about batteries, batteries, fuel cells, and capacitors. If you think about them at a tactical level, that a soldier might carry around in Afghanistan or Iraq to fuel weapon systems, you know, that would be for the individual soldier.
And is the when you talk about $2.1 billion, this is just the cost of those batteries, or is this research? What are we talking about when we talk about more than $2 billion?
Yeah, the $2.1 billion that we found actually is from three different categories we looked at, which includes the first category is actually research and development investments. So these wouldn't be actual products; they'd be kind of the science behind trying to develop better batteries. We found somewhere between $800 and $900 million has been invested in that kind of research over the past 5 years. And then another group of investments we looked at was kind of the logistics chain. The Defense Logistics Agency, for example, the depots and the supply chains that the department has to get the batteries to the warfighter in the field. And we were able to find about $1.2 billion over the past 5 years that had been invested in those. And those are actual products that can be purchased, you know, for the supply chain. We looked at a third category, which would be power sources that would go on actual weapon systems, major acquisition programs. And we really weren't able to quantify any dollars there because they don't really aggregate that data at that level. They usually just talk at a weapon system level.
And so one of the issues that you looked at was the extent to which DOD actually, there's some coordination here, because DOD not alone in needing power sources, needing batteries, there are a lot of other agencies, a lot of different organizations all around the world involved with this. How well do they coordinate with other folks and within DOD to make sure that they're using the money most as effectively as possible?
We basically looked at how they coordinate at the science and technology level. In other words, what kind of research and development is going on so that they can avoid duplication and get synergy off of each other's ideas. So we're talking about, first of all, in the department itself, there are many, many agencies. There's each one of the services. There's DARPA, and there are some other agencies as well. In addition to that, there's the Department of Energy, which does a lot of this work. And then, as you said, globally, there's a lot of other organizations doing it. We found that the coordination that they use is generally effective. They have established a nice network of interagency working groups, various conferences, and different networks for information technology resources. And as I said, pretty effective. They do a good job. A lot of people show up. They share ideas. Scientists are pretty good at sharing their ideas and calling out duplication and getting rid of things that might not be feasible and things like that. However, we found that the nature of most of this networking and conferencing was voluntary, not only in terms of having to show up, but also once you show up, you didn't necessarily have to participate. You could just observe. So we thought they could be strengthened if they would look at making some of that stuff perhaps mandatory or requiring more participation.
One of the other issues you looked at is, are there policies that facilitate what you called, and I didn't even understand there was such a term before, but standard power sources? What are we talking about in terms of standard power sources, number one, and what are there policies that spur this standardization?
When we talk about power source standardization, we're basically talking about a way to find efficiencies by looking at different power needs and power sources and trying to make them, for example, similar sizes and shapes, and so that their interconnections are the same. Kind of like open systems architecture, you know, the way you can plug and play computers and different components, for example. I'd like to see them do that with power sources like these small batteries as well, so that, for example, it would reduce a lot of duplication. It would probably improve the competitive environment for buying them if all companies were basically driving towards the same types of standards. And it would be also be much more helpful for the soldier in the field who's at war, not having to, you know, fumble around with different types of batteries to find which one might fit the connection that he has for whatever communications device he or she might be using. And in addition to that, it would reduce the effects on the supply chain, because if you can standardize these different batteries, the sizes and the shapes and the connections that they have, you would not need as many sources, and, you know, you could get efficiencies in your supply chain.
Quickly walk us through, you make a couple of recommendations. We only have a minute left for recommendations, which I misguided our time, but talk a little couple about the recommendations that you made for DOD as they move forward on this.
Yeah, very briefly on the first one, on the investment data, we recommended that they find a way to aggregate that data better so that we have a better understanding of how much dollars they're spending. Coordination on
follow the money, essentially.
Yes.
Yeah.
For the research and development, you know, they could improve coordination by requiring more participation. And for the standardization, we basically said they should develop a plan. They should implement policies for that plan that are doable, and they should look where they can to retrofit existing systems, so that they can be standardized.
Michael Sullivan is the Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at GAO. We have a link to the report. Defense Acquisitions Opportunities Exist to Improve DOD's Oversight of Power Source Investment. $2.1 billion. That's a lot of Energizer bunnies.
Yes, it is.